From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Loop, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Fork is not an animal tween. Fork is a deliberately abstract concrete object figure, a small painted fork in the path figure with a small if diamond above it. Two arrows lead from the diamond to two distinct paths. The diamond holds a condition. The arrows lead to what happens if the condition is true, one path, or what happens if it's false, the other path. Because Fork is not a personified character, the cast's mentor, Loop, speaks on Fork's behalf. Loop describes the primitive. Fork is the conditional. If a thing is true, go this way. If not, go that way. Programs branch based on conditions. Fork is not a decision maker. Fork is a branch point. This is load bearing. Fork embodies the conditional and branching primitive. If a condition is true, the program goes one way. If false, it goes the other way. That's if-else, the foundation of program control flow. The syntax in most languages, if condition, do this, else do that. The condition is a question the program asks. The answer is true or false. The path depends on the answer. Conditions evaluate to true or false. Boolean output. The condition itself is an expression, a comparison, a check, a function call. But its result is always one of two things, true or false. Loop walks through the most common conditions a young programmer learns. Equality. Is X equal to Y? Two equal signs in most languages, that's the comparison, different from one equal sign, which is assignment. Inequality. Is X not equal to Y? Exclamation point and equal sign. The negation of equality. Greater than and less than. Is X greater than Y? Is X less than Y? Or greater than or equal to, less than or equal to. The numeric comparisons. Multiple conditions can combine. And, or, not. Two conditions joined with and, both must be true. Two conditions joined with or, at least one must be true. Not flips a true to a false, and a false to a true. That's Boolean logic. The Discrete Quest cast member Verity teaches the same thing from the math side. And, or, not. Same operators, same rules, just visited from a different angle. Loop shows a more complex branching pattern. Nested conditionals. An if statement inside an if statement. Build up complex branching one layer at a time. If the outer condition is true, then check the inner condition. The two layers together give you four possible branches. Match statements or switch statements, multi-way branches, cleaner code than long chains of if, elif, elif, else. The program checks a value against several possible patterns. Each pattern has its own branch. Loop pauses on a crucial detail. The condition must be checked at runtime. The program does not know which branch will be taken until the moment it runs. Different inputs lead to different paths. The same program, with different data, traces different routes through the code. That's what makes programs adaptive. They respond to what's true at the moment of execution. A weather app shows you rain or sun based on the actual forecast. A game shows you you won or try again based on the actual score. The branching is what lets the program meet the world. Fork itself is the painted figure on the desk. The little diamond. The two arrows. Static. Concrete. Anti-personification. Fork stays silent. The painted figure does the teaching. If true, this way. If false, that way. Conditions evaluate to true or false. Programs branch on conditions. The branch point is the primitive.
Not hard. Branch based on condition. If true, this way. If false, that way.
Loop steps back. The fork figure sits in its frame on the workbench. The diamond holds the next condition. The two arrows wait for the next runtime check.
If true, this way. If false, that way. Fork's primitive, the two-path decision.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Computer Science Teachers Association standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0. Full transcript at sparkandanvil.org/cast/coderealm.